Where there is affliction, there is also comfort. Where there is comfort, there is also grace. For instance, when he was thrown into prison, that's when he performed those marvelous acts. When he was shipwrecked and washed ashore on that brutal land, that's when he was glorified more than ever. When he went bound into the courtroom, that's when he even overcame the judge. And so it was also in the Old Testament, the righteous thrived through their trials. This was the case with the three children, Daniel, Moses, and Joseph. From these trials, they all shone brighter and were deemed worthy of grand crowns. For it's also when the soul suffers for God's sake that it is purified. It then receives greater support as it's in higher need of help and deemed worthier of more grace. And indeed, besides the reward offered by God, it gains a rich bounty of blessings by adopting a philosophical mentality. For affliction eliminates arrogance, cuts away all lethargy, and cultivates patience. It exposes the insignificance of human concerns and promotes deep thought. For all passions yield to it: envy, competition, lust, desire for power, wealth, beauty, bragging, pride, anger, and the entire remaining hive of these disorders. And if you wish to observe this in real life, I can show you both a single individual and an entire people, both under affliction and in comfort, and thus teach you about the great benefit derived from the one and the severe lethargy from the other.